takes people, because I can't be back here trying to do little life and then kids life. I can't do all of it. Amen. I can't. So it takes y'all as well. So I want to say thank y'all. Y'all are a blessing. Y'all make it easy. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God y'all said amen to that. About to question you. Amen. Well, y'all, we're obviously talking about faith. We've been on faith for a little while. It's been excellent. It's been helping me a lot. Wednesday we started, what did I call it Wednesday? Thank you. Faith You Can See. We started on Faith You Can See Wednesday. I might just go over a couple of things and then we're going to get into, I believe it's Faith Speaks. Yep, that's what it is. Faith Speaks. Amen. Turn over to Mark 2, please. Mark 2, about verse 1. You can pull it up in the Passion's fine. We'll pray and we'll get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. Thank you for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. And Father God, I thank you that my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer this morning, bringing forth truths from your word that I didn't plan on saying, that you would not only have for this congregation, but also for me, Father God. And we thank you for light, illumination, and revelation this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, amen. I do want to reiterate real fast, don't forget about light the night. If you want to help, please help. If you're like, well, I have to work, I can't really help with the toys, that's fine. Monday, they're actually packing up the U-Haul at... be here at 10 o'clock. They're going to pack up the U-Haul. That way, whenever Tuesday comes, they just drive it over there Tuesday at...
We're going to be down there at Scooters at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock Tuesday and start setting everything up. Amen. That way, it's kind of all ready and set up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. We got through that. Amen. So now look at your neighbor and say, you might as well smile. It won't hurt. Some of y'all sounded real angry when you said that. I just want to point that out. Some of y'all was like, yeah, look, smile. Just smile. Amen. Mark, y'all can read this. Amen. Y'all read that. Yes. I didn't put it in my pocket. Whatever. One thing. Sorry. Was you back there throwing hand and arm signals at me? My bad. I'll pull it. Throw something next time. Amen. Several days later, Jesus returned to Capernaum, and the news quickly spread that he was back in town. Soon, there were so many people crowded inside the house that hear him that there was no more room even outside the door while Jesus was preaching the word of God. Four men arrived carrying a what?
Paralyzed.
Next. But when they realized they couldn't even get near him because of the crowd, they went up to the top of the house and tore away the roof above Jesus' head. And when they had broken through, they lowered the paralyzed man on a stretcher right down in front of him. It's interesting. We talked about it, you know, faith that you can see. Obviously, you can see faith, right? Next verse real fast, please. It says, when Jesus saw the extent of their faith, whose faith?
Their faith.
Who's there?
Lowered them down.
So they're not just talking about the paralyzed man then.
Nope.
Very interesting. You know, I talked about it Wednesday. I said, you know, I've read it thousands of times, but I never really realized that it said when Jesus saw their faith. It doesn't say when Jesus saw his faith.
Yeah. Right.
So the people had something to do with his healing as well. Because, see, the people could have left him laying there on the ground saying, you know what, look, I got things to do today. I can't stay here with you. Look at the crowd. We tried to get in. Nobody's going to let us get in. We talked to everybody, but they're just like looking at us crazy like. They're not going to let us in. And then somebody had to get them a tool to start digging through a roof. How distracting would that be when you're sitting there listening to Jesus? Somebody starts digging through this roof. What are you going to do? Hey, Mike, go outside. See what they're doing. They're really distracting me right now. Go at, find out while they're digging through this roof, Jesus is preaching. Tell them to stop. Interesting that, you know, that it says he saw their faith. So I wonder how much a congregation has to do with the service as well then. Because if these four paralyzed people had something to do with the man's healing, I wonder what the congregation has to do with the service.
Amen.
Amen. So things that we got to start looking at, right? Start paying attention to. But it, like I was saying, you know, Jesus saw their faith, their faith. They all had a part to play. They all had to decide, you know what? I'll help you dig through this roof. Because you're not going to carry a paralyzed man not expecting something to happen.
Amen.
You know, somebody that's not expecting something would happen would come up against something and go, see, I told you, it just wasn't God's will for you to get healed. Take him back home. A lot of times when people hit a roadblock, they assume that, well, see, it's not God's will. Whenever Satan's throwing it up to get you to back up, and as soon as he gets you to back up, then he's got victory. Because if you just keep moving forward, Satan cannot stop you. Yeah, he can. No, he can't.
Amen.
He doesn't have the power or the authority to stop you.
Amen.
He's only got the... Yes, I heard a minister say, Satan, the only weapon Satan has is the power of suggestion.
Amen.
That's it.
That's right.
That is it.
Right.
And if he can get you to meditate on it and start questioning it, he can suggest to you, see, it's not God's will. You're not healed this time. And then you start going, well, I wonder if it is God's will. I wonder, it might not be God's will then. See, now he's got you. Now he's got you questioning the whole word of God and God's love for you.
Amen.
Might as well say amen. Amen. But so he looked at their faith. He saw it obviously because they're all digging through the roof.
Yes.
Right? And how distracting would that be? And I wonder, and it said, where did it say they were digging at? On top of Jesus. So then he's sitting here ministering and stuff's just falling down and hitting him. And he still didn't get mad.
Amen.
He still didn't stop. He still continued on.
Amen.
Faith will have God to pass over a million people to get to one person.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus, even though he's sitting there, things, roof is falling through. And, you know, sometimes whenever we read this, we think a hole. A man on a stretcher has to fit through this hole.
Amen.
So it's not like a number two pencil size.
Amen.
And it didn't take 5 seconds to dig this hole.
Amen.
So imagine me laying on a stretcher and them having, and you really can't just stand him up and slide him down.
No.
Yeet! He's got to be laid down. So that's at least a 5 to 6 foot hole that you're having to dig through. And you're probably kind of talking a little bit. Hey, hand me that shovel. Hey, hand me that thing. Hey, help me pull this. Stuff's cracking. Stuff's falling. But yet we allow little things sometimes like offense to stop us, to allow to stop our faith in its tracks. We allow some things like anger. But yet a roof couldn't stop them. And it took longer than six seconds to get through this roof.
Amen.
But we'll allow somebody sitting in our seat.
Amen.
Don't they know I sit there every Sunday? Don't they know that's my parking spot? Is it? Do you act like that at the grocery store? All right. So I just need to touch that. We need to move. Amen. We need to move forward. Seeing people's faith, I also mentioned this last week. I was listening to this minister, and he was talking about going to Oral Roberts meetings. And he said that there were people that were paralyzed. They would buy brand new shoes before they showed up.
Amen.
What sense does it make for a paralyzed person to buy a new pair of shoes. Obviously, somebody expecting something, but what kind of sense naturally does that make? See, faith will make you look crazy sometimes. But if you just stay with faith, it'll stay with you. And who cares what everybody else says? Either you want your answer or you don't. That's the thing. Either you want the answer or you don't. It's just too hard. Well, you know, sorry.
Come on.
Thank God for parents that would not let us kids quit anything. And they told us when we were young. I had four sisters and three brothers. There's a lot of us. And so they told us, look, y'all can at least play two sports apiece. That's it. Because, you know, there's only mom and dad. And dad was constantly ministering like seven times a week. Right, so if people taking us to games and stuff, it was mom trying to go, and that many kids. So there's like at least y'all can do at least two sports apiece. You know, anything past that, we just can't handle it. And they also said, and whenever you start one, just go ahead and know that you're going to finish it. I don't care if you think the coach is unfair. I don't care if you think that the coach is mean. That he won't play you. If you start it, you're going to finish it.
Amen.
Which really just ingrained in us kids, you ain't quitting once you start something attitude.
Amen.
A mentality of you're not quitting ever.
Yeah, amen.
Good. Amen.
And so that's the kind of things that we need to have concerning the Word of God, because Satan wants you to quit. And if he can put up something in front of you to give you that quit attitude, and you run up against it and then you quit, then every time you come up against something hard, what do you think your first response is going to be? Quit. So see, if my parents would have allowed us, every time it got hard, coach is mean, coach just doesn't like me.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes.
All right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll get through it, right?
Amen.
Amen. Smile at your neighbor, say, we'll get it.
We'll get it.
A no-quit attitude. A no-quit attitude, right? Being persistent about it. Not giving up. Not allowing yourself to give up. Because who likes starting something, quitting, and then starting something all over again? You already made it that far. Why
Amen.
Stop there? Why?
Amen.
It's hard. But I'm going to tell you a secret real fast. Everything's going to be hard.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm saved. It should be easy. Well, Satan really wants to kill you now. As he wanted to before, but now you're trying to get other people saved and into the kingdom of God. He's really.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because before you were working for him, he could really care less about you. But once you go against him and start working against him.
Amen.
But like I said before, he does not have the power. Look at your neighbor and say, he doesn't have the power.
He doesn't have the power.
To kill me or to get me to stop. Amen. He doesn't. We all need to understand that. He doesn't have the power or the authority to kill me or to get me to stop. That's up to me. I can give up and I can just stop. That's my choice. It ain't Satan's. That's my choice. So if I come up against something and I think it's too hard, who's quitting? Satan? Go over to, where do we go? Nowhere. Go to Mark 10 real fast, please. Mark 10 about verse 46. You can pull it up in the King James. We don't have this translation, so I wrote it down. It's the Bruin Study Bible. That accent really gets me sometimes trying to say words. Listening to myself sometimes, I'm like, Who is that? I sound like that? We need some help. All right, moving on. Next, they came to Jericho, and as they went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of that one, sat by the highway side begging. What was he doing?
Begging.
And they kept begging. Yes, next, please. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he cried. He began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his what?
Peace.
You sure that faith stuff works? See, they try to get you to hold it. And like I said before, there'll be opportunities where faith will make you look a little crazy. I ain't saying run around and just start throwing up at, with the mouth, so to speak.
That's right.
Amen. Be led.
Yes, sir.
Be led. Amen. And they charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be a good comfort." Oh, now y'all want to be friendly? now y'all want to be friendly? Amen. Moving on. "Be a good comfort." Amen. Amen. "Rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive what?" And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy what?
Faith
have made thee whole." And he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The Bruin, I forgot I was reading that, obviously, because we read the King James, so I'm going to read the Bruin now. Verse 48, it said, "Many people admonished him to be silent. But he cried out all the louder, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' So they called the blind man. 'Take courage,' they said. 'Get up. He is calling for you.' Throwing off his cloak," I'd write that word down, "throwing off his cloak." Was he blind?
Yes.
What's the point of the cloak? What's the word I'm looking for? Labeled, marking. Yeah, like his authorization, but it was a... Yes, thank you. That's the one I was looking for. It identified him. What cloak do we have on that's identifying us?
Amen.
And it's good to say Jesus Christ, but what are other people seeing?
Amen.
I mean, it's always good to say things, but what are people really saying?
Amen.
Yes.
Man, I don't want to talk to them. No, that's an ugly Christian. They're hateful.
Come on.
Amen.
What cloak identifies us?
Yes.
Is our faith identifying us? Is the love of God for the people identifying us? See, he knew, just like those people that were bringing shoes that were paralyzed. And I didn't finish that story. Y'all let me leave them there just carrying shoes. But they went up to the front, got prayed for, and obviously left the service wearing the shoes.
Amen.
Walking out with the shoes on.
Yes. Amen.
You don't show up with shoes paralyzed unless you expect this will be the last day I either sit in this wheelchair or I'm in this bed. That's the choices we have to make with ourselves. Today will be the last day that I have to stare at these bills, picking and choosing which one I'm going to pay.
Amen.
Today will be the last day that I ever have sickness come whenever the weather changes. Today will be the last day that I have a pain whenever the weather changes, whenever it gets too cold or it starts to rain.
Amen.
See, he threw his cloak off. I don't identify with that kind of lifestyle any longer. That is not me and that does not belong to me. I found a better way, a more prosperous way, a happier way. Because before I had to sit out here and people kicked dirt on me saying, oh, you're just a beggar, whatever. You know, well, here, go find this one, blind man.
Come on.
Because let's be honest, everybody's not nice like we are.
Amen.
You think everybody would walk up and just put it in his cup? Oh, you're blind here. Sorry.
Come on.
Or were there a few people, hey, blindy, here's one. Okay, hopefully you heard that hit the ground. Go find it.
Yep.
And then laugh and walk off.
Yep. Come on.
So he threw it off because he said, that's not me any longer. I've got another way, God's way, right now. So he threw it off. He said, I'm being clothed with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm being robed with. So he went up there. He said, what do you need? He said, to see. He said, all right, go your way.
Yeah,
amen.
And who else blind gets up and tries to take off?
Yeah, come on.
Amen.
Come on.
So good.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Throwing off his cloak. Amen. So that's a question we ought to ask ourselves. What cloak identifies us? Amen. Bartimaeus jumped up and came to Jesus. Amen. I love because it doesn't say that somebody grabbed his hand and guided him.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
All he needed was a word.
Amen.
All he needed was come.
Amen.
So did Peter, and he got out of the boat. But yet he allowed the situation around him to affect him. Not talking against Peter, because I've been there before. I've got out on a word, and then I started looking around and got my eyes off God and began to sink. Amen. So I had to get back into the Word of God, because everything in the natural is designed to steal your faith. That's the importance of each and every one of us getting into the Word of God, because everything in the natural is designed to rob the faith out of you. That's why it's so important for each and every one of us to be in the Word of God daily, because if it's constantly getting sucked out of me, stole from me, things, watching the news, what do you think that's doing? Adding faith? Or is it trying to rob your faith, saying, oh, the economy's bad. You're not going to make it. Everybody's getting sick again. You better start doing this. You think that's helping your faith? So if I'm not in this and faith is constantly being robbed out of me, what's going to happen? I'm going to end up looking like everybody else, confused, going, I don't know what to do. The economy's failing. Get all the money you can. Hurry up. Hallelujah. Y'all got me preaching this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Take courage. Get up. Amen. So throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus jumped up and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. Rabbi, said the blind man, let me see again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You think blind Bartimaeus ever heard of Jesus? Yes, I agree with you. Because who would just say, Jesus, thou son of David, without knowing the person?
Amen.
So as he's obviously been listening to people probably walking by him, talking.
Amen.
Saying, man, did you hear about Jesus? God, he healed that one person over there. Hey, he healed that. And so the opportunity showed up. And he said, this is my chance. I've heard about this king, son of David. That's why they couldn't get him to shut up. Too many times Satan gets us to shut up whenever we're believing God for things.
Amen.
See, the confidence of the Word of God needs to be on the inside of us. God will do exactly what He said He'll do. But if I'm unsure of it, whenever a situation or hard times come up, then that's just my mouth shuts. I say nothing about it anymore and I let it go.
Amen.
Instead of rebuking Satan, tell him to take his hands off my family, my finances, my health, whatever, and commanded him to leave. Well, will he leave forever? No, he didn't leave Jesus. He came right back. But thank God for the Word of God that He gave us to live a victorious life, not to live a defeated life. Because we would be even crazier serving somebody to help us live a defeated life every day. I can live that on my own. I don't need to serve somebody to help me do that. His faith wouldn't shut up, and his faith threw off his cloak. Amen. Let's go to Faith Speaks real fast. We'll just get started in that. If you're not satisfied with what you have, then quit saying what you're saying.
Amen.
Come on.
If you're not satisfied with what you have, stop saying what you are saying. Amen. That'll help you. Go over to Mark, please. Mark 5. Go over to Matthew 8. Hallelujah. Do we have the... I got the NCV. We don't have it. New Century? We don't have that, do we?
No.
I didn't think so. Why are you acting crazy, phone? Give me a moment, thank you. Matthew 8, about verse 5. We don't have the NCV, right? New Century. You can pull it up in the Passion, and then I'll read that one next. We'll just read the Passion first. That's fine. Amen. Matthew 8, about verse 5. Holy wind. When Jesus entered the village of Capernaum... Amen. Amen. I know. Go over to Mark 5. Amen. Go over to Mark 5. Amen. Go over to Mark 5, please. King James. We'll start about verse, pull it up in the Amplified Classic, please, about verse 27. 25. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for what? And who had endured much what?
Suffering.
Under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but instead what? She had a lot of times we try to get things without that part. A lot of times we hear somebody else talk about what God's done for them, and so we try to get our faith to work off of what God did for them. Instead of getting into the Word and finding out what God did for us.
Amen.
He did the same, but if you don't know it and you're going off of, well, God, you did it for them. All right, moving on. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. For she what?
Said,
I heard a minister one time. He was talking about he said it actually happened a few times back in the 40s and 50s, I believe it was. They were taught to tarry to be filled, baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with the evidence, speaking in tongues. They were taught to tarry, to wait for it. And so there's a couple times. One time he told this one guy, he said, don't come back and get prayed for. But every time you think about it for 3 days, say, the next time Brother Hagin lays his hands on me, I'll be filled. He said, and then the third day, come up and I'll pray for you. He said, you can school yourself into faith. So he constantly kept saying, the next time Brother Hagin lays hands on me to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I'll receive it. I'll be filled. And so by that third day, he said, Brother Hagin said that he was up on stage actually praying before the service, and he felt somebody tap on his shoulder, and he said, you know what? I was just thinking about it. Why wait till tonight? Just put your hands on me right now. I'll be filled. He said, I barely even touched his head, and he started speaking instantly.
Amen.
Another time, there was this... this individual, he told him, he said, look, by I'll lay hands on you three more times, and by the third time, you'll receive.
Amen.
He said, I will? He said, yeah, you'll receive. You'll receive it by the third time. He said, are you sure? He said, yeah, you'll receive it by the third time. See, he's getting him to thinking about that, meditating on that, not meditating on, I hope I get it. It's interesting when we start listening to these ministers that's gone before of us, just the little nuggets inside of their sentences that they say. He got him to meditate on by the third time, I'll receive it.
Amen.
And so he meditated it so much that he believed it, because by the third time, he received it. And so he said that he came up the first time. He said, all right, this is the first time. Brother Hagin said, yeah, you're right. It's the first time. And just laid his hands on him. And went on. The second night came. He came up. He said, this is the second night. Brother Hagin said, yeah, you're right. This is the second night. So he laid his hands on him. The third night he came up. He said, this is it. This is it. Just put your hands on me and I'll receive. See that excitement there? See, before it was, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
But by the third, he said, just lay your hands on me. I'll receive it now.
Amen.
The excitement behind it, I wonder how the blind man looked.
Amen.
I wonder how she looked.
Amen.
Because if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. Because this has been going on for 12 years and I'm done with it.
Amen.
I'm done with having to fight with this kind of disease, messing up my life. Because you think there's joy in this? You think there's happiness? What is it? What kind of stress is it putting on the family?
Amen.
The husband, the kids. Satan's, the sickness is a thief.
Amen.
And that's exactly how we have to look at it. It's not something to teach us. It's a thief. Because you think it brings joy? It's there to rob you. It's
Amen.
Robbed many of women of their health, of their beauty, many of guys of their families,
Amen.
Many kids of their dads.
Amen.
It's not joyful.
Amen.
It's from Satan. That's exactly where it's from.
Amen.
And it doesn't belong in our life.
Amen.
For she kept saying, if I only touch his garments, I shall be what?
Restored to health.
Next, please. And immediately, her flow of blood was dried up at the source. What? When?
Immediately
when what? Immediately when she touched the hem of his garment. Because that expectancy was so there. Because how many other people are touching Jesus right now? It said there's a throng. So it's not five people. How many people?
A lot of throng.
And she had to fight her way through this crowd to get to Jesus.
Amen.
Who else is touching her? But yet she's the only one in the Word of God that made it. That said that her faith came up and touched the hem of his garment and received exactly what she was believing God for.
Amen.
The wall that got in front of her was a crowd of people, and they can stone me to death right now because I'm unclean. And in that condemnation right back then, they could have been stoned to death being around other people sick like this.
Yes.
Y'all know that, right?
Yes,
so she's going out there on a limb already. She could die. Not only that, but the ruler, Jairus, is there. He's walking with Jesus.
Yes, amen. Amen.
But yet she didn't allow that wall of, you have to stop, this is as far as you can go. I know you believe that you're going for it, but man, look at this. So you can die right now. Is it worth it?
Amen.
I mean, what are these people going to say about you?
Come on.
They're going to start talking about you if you do that. Well, I don't know if y'all know this. They already talk about you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God I learned something when I was a kid.
Yeah. Amen.
I really stopped worrying about what other people said about me.
Amen.
I really did. Because number one, y'all, people are going to say what they're going to say regardless.
Right.
Regardless. So either we're going to run and have fun together or we're not. That's your choice.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, we got to do what God's called us to do and continue forward, just like everybody else does, right?
Yes.
And so we can't allow little things that people say to get us, knock us off because they said I looked weird in what I was wearing.
Amen.
Or they can't believe I dyed my hair like this, or I shaved my head, or whatever it is, or you're driving that. Y'all say what you want to say. Why don't y'all say that about the guy that owns, you know, Apple?
Come on, amen.
Or the guy that owns Smith's.
Amen.
Or the guy that owns the donut shops. Why ain't they concerned about what they drive and where they live?
Right.
It's interesting they're only concerned about what the pastor's driving where he lives. I don't know why I'm on that.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Look, we got sidetracked. Sorry. That's another message. Amen. But she said, if I can just touch his garment, I shall be what? And immediately, what happened?
Her blood dried up.
Immediately. And then what did blood, and she was healed of her distresses or ailments. Next, please. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched what?
My clothes.
And the disciples kept saying to him, you see the crowd, stop acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right? So that obviously means there's not two or three people there.
Amen.
That's right.
And, you know, persistent faith just continually moves forward. It doesn't quit, right? And this is a great example of that.
Yes,
a great example of it. Because look at the obstacles that she's facing right now in her life. She's at her house saying, if I can just but touch his garment, I'll be whole.
Yeah.
There's a crowd and the ruler of the town's out there. If he sees me, I get stoned to death immediately.
Come on, then.
And I have to fight my way through this crowd.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times if we'll ever just stop, and does it, in lack of better words, just kind of suck sometimes? Yes. Yes, it does. It does. But if we look back at the Word of God and see, like her, is my life that bad right now? I mean, people are talking. Is it really like that, though? That I could die if somebody sees me? And I'm wanting to quit because I think it's hard? Amen. And let's keep reading, please. Y'all all right?
Yes.
All right. She kept looking around to see, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him all the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, my faith has made you whole. Whose faith? Who? The woman or Jesus? Woman, your faith has made your trust and what?
Confidence.
Springing from faith in God has restored you to health.
Amen.
Go into what? And be continually healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease.
Amen.
Amen. It's in the King James, it says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Right?
Amen.
She is obviously a woman of means because she's been to a lot of doctors, and that cost money.
Amen.
So I actually heard it said before that right there where it said nothing missing, nothing broken, that she received back the finances that were lost because of that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. I believe we are done. Amen.
Amen.
Did y'all get anything?
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. And I thank you, Father God, if there's anything that we feel like that we've come up against. I thank you, Father God, for just your supernatural strength helping us. I thank you for the word of God that's living on the inside of each and every one of us to help us to continue forward, Father God. Not to look at the situation and make it into a mountain, but we'll look at the situation through the eyes of faith. And we'll command it to be moved. And we'll continue to move forward. And we won't allow things to distract us. We won't allow things to stop us any longer. But we will continue to move in faith through the word of God that you allowed us to have to help us in our everyday life. And I thank you, Father God, it's not for us to get the big head to say, look at me, but it's to get the eyes all back towards you, to get everybody looking at you, because you are the one that allowed us to get to where we are today and allowing us to move further and faster than we've ever done before. And I thank you, Father God, for it. I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.